Smoke was smiling at the story when he heard a commotion from across the room and looked up just in time to see Cal flying backwards as one of the men wearing a low-slung pistol on his hip smacked him backhanded in the face. The man was well over 6 feet tall and had about 50 pounds on the slim Cal. Smoke got to his feet along with Pearlie and walked rapidly over to stand between Cal and his assailant.
What's going on here?
The gunny, who was standing over Cal with his hand on the butt of his pistol, glared at Smoke.
Who asked you to butt in, mister? This ain't none of your business.
Smoke ignored the man and glanced down as he helped Cal to his feet.
What happened, Cal?
I went to get me a couple of eggs. This man said they was his eggs and keep my damn hands off. Then he hauled off and hit me without any warning.
Smoke looked over at the bar at the stack of eggs, noting that there were at least 20 eggs on the platter. He raised his eyebrows as he turned his gaze back to the man.
You planning on eating all those eggs by yourself?
What if I am?
Then I suggest you get to it. I, for one, would like to see you do it.
Like I said before, what business is it of yours?
Smoke squared around and faced the man from 2 feet away, his face suddenly going flat and his eyes turning as hard as flint.
If you're planning on drawing that smoke wagon, I suggest you get to work. Otherwise, I'm gonna hit you so hard you'll be gumming your food for the rest of your miserable life.
The man grabbed iron, but before he could even clear his holster, Smoke's Colt was drawn, cocked, and the barrel was poking the man in the nose.
Now, let's see you get to work on those eggs.
The man's eyes narrowed and he looked over at Cal.
This is all your fault, you young pup.
Cal edged Smoke aside and stood in front of the angry man, his face set.
Is that right? Well, why don't you try and hit me again? Now I'm ready for it.
The man made a clumsy swing at Cal's head with his right fist. Cal leaned to the side, easily ducking the blow, and slammed his right fist into the man's gut.
I'm gonna teach you to keep your goddamn hands to yourself and your big fat mouth shut from now on, mister.
Cal grabbed the man by the collar of his shirt and lifted him to his feet as if he weighed only a few pounds. And then he marched him over to the platter of eggs, every eye in the place on him. Cal leaned the man up against the bar.
Oh, start eating, asshole. And if you stop before every egg on that plate is gone, I'm gonna beat you within an inch of your life.
The man began to stuff the boiled eggs in his mouth as fast as he could, looking out of the corner of his eyes at Cal, his face burning red at being handled so easily by such a thin, wiry young man. Smoke picked up two of the eggs off the platter and handed them to Cal.
You might want to give the man a break and eat a couple of these for him.
Cal took the eggs, returned the smile, and then he stuck his face next to the man's.
I'm gonna be watching you from over there. I better not see no eggs left on that platter, or I'll be back.
And then he and Smoke walked back to their table, smiling at the expressions on the faces of the men in the bar.
Boy, with no meat on his bones, you pack a mean bunch, son.
Smoke taught me and Pearlie how to fight a couple of years back. I ain't hardly had to use none of it till now.
I'd say you're a good learner, young beaver.